Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Michael Bruce, and I am the priest here at St. James Westminster. I would like to welcome you to this special place in this special time in memory of Sylvia. I would like to ask that while we're here, we be present to the important work that's going on. And so I ask that you would turn off your cell phones at this point. If you do need to use the washroom, one can be located out these Bruce Street doors into the Great Hall and immediately to your left. Feel free to make use of those. And I know the family would appreciate it if you haven't signed the guest book that's located on the table with the red bouquet of flowers, if you would do that after the service. In a few moments, we'll be ready to begin our service. Stand. In Holy Scripture we read, I am the resurrection and I am the life, says the Lord. Whoever has faith in me shall have life, even though he die. And everyone who has life has committed to me in faith and shall not die forever. I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor heights nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Please be seated. As I've said, welcome to St. James on this important day. Today we gather to do the important work of remembering, of supporting one another, and to honor the life of Sylvia. And there's no better way to begin that than with hearing stories and memories from her family.
I'm Jennifer, Jen, Jenny, Sylvia's sister, and this is Lisa, our other sister. I'm going to start with a short poem by Sharon Marsh, and it's called That Day. Right in the middle of our life, on an ordinary day, the unthinkable happened. Everything went from ordinary to chaotic, and there I stood in the mess of it all, knowing there will now forever be a before and an after. I've always found that the right words have come to me fairly easily, whether in conversation or writing something. But how can you sum up or pay tribute to somebody who was so much larger than life, like Sylvia was? So many of us said she was one of a kind, and she truly was. It seemed an impossible task to write about her. It seemed an impossible task to sum up everything in a short period of time. So I decided to simply scratch the surface, hoping that the memories and experiences that so many of you have had with her will fill in the voids left by me as we speak up here. So where to begin? I thought perhaps I should start at the start, when Sylvia was born and Lisa and I were yet to be imagined, especially by our parents who were learning all about having a newborn and what that was like. But from the stories I've heard, they didn't have to work all that hard because Sylvia was a dream baby with giggles and a quiet, calm demeanor, A stark contrast to the Sylvia who we came to know later on, who was feisty and exuberant and one not to back down from a challenge. As Sylvia grew in childhood, it became apparent that she was beyond intelligent, extremely creative, talented also in art and music and many other things, as well as full of compassion and love. She was also so full of joy and had such a zest for life. Although in her teen years, she tried to mask this with teased hair, a jean jacket, and a cool facade. Sylvia became a big sister to Lisa within 2 years. And then many years later, to me. She was an amazing big sister who was fun, caring, engaging, and very protective of us. I always loved hearing her tell the story about her and Lisa sledding in the winter when they were kids. They were sledding near their house, and somehow Lisa ended up heading down towards the road. Sylvia threw herself in front of the sled to protect Lisa from the traffic. She was rewarded by a scolding from Lisa, upset that Sylvia had wrecked her ride. As the years passed, there were so many times that Sylvia took action to stand up for, to protect, to back up, or generally advocate for us. In fact, this wasn't just a benefit we received. Sylvia's passion was so widespread that she would advocate for and try to help all the people that she loved. Not limited to us, not limited to friends, including our parents, including our aunts and uncles, including our cousins, anybody that she came into contact with. Sylvia was sort of like a superhero, or maybe three combined. When someone was struggling with something, her spidey sense would tingle, her supersonic hearing would kick in, and she would see the bat signal and come to the rescue. She would jump into action immediately. She would usually begin by doling out advice based on her vast knowledge of so many things. Sylvia would give advice whether we thought we wanted and needed it or not, and we usually didn't think we did. And whether or not we agreed or believed that her advice was right, and it almost always was. I recently told her how annoying it was that she's right so often. Of course, she laughed. Yep, that laugh. I think she said something along the lines of, "I'm glad you finally realized this." But I think it was very frustrating for Sylvia to know so much and see things so clearly while the rest of us didn't. Or did, but only after she had to wait for us to catch up. She was legitimately a confirmed high-level genius, and I told her that her brain was working on 5G while us mere mortals were working with dial-up. It often felt like she was being pushy when she was giving her advice, but it was because she cared so deeply and wanted the absolute best for the people she loved, whether family or friend. And with Sylvia, those two words were interchangeable because she invested all of herself into her friends and they became family. And all our sister friends know exactly what I mean. In the past couple of weeks, I've spoken to many people, I would say close to 10 people, who have stated that they did not know how to navigate life without Sylvia as she was their best friend. In some cases, they spoke fairly frequently, in some cases daily, and in some cases, there was a length of time in between interaction, but they knew that she was always there for them whenever they would need her. This is a legacy I believe that anyone would hope to have. And she truly loved each of these friends and family members with all of her heart. I'd be remiss if I didn't speak about Sylvia's battle with illness in the past 10 years. And I mention this in order to highlight how completely brave our sister was. Despite the repeated disappointments of missing out on social opportunities, as she was the social butterfly of social butterflies, or being able to take care of her property in the way she would have liked, and more so, the struggle on a daily basis to ensure that she could simply breathe. She struggled more than most knew and complained less than she ought to have. She maintained hope and continued to face each day with courage and without ultimately losing her beautiful enthusiasm. There were weeks where she could barely leave her bed, but she never gave up, even in the darkest moments. For this and so many other reasons, to me, she is a hero. And again, this is a legacy to truly be proud of. I want to just mention, for those that haven't heard about this, I call it our special night. From now on, I will always refer to it as our special night, and it won't ever be her last night. I had the absolute privilege to be able to spend time with her and with Lisa's son, our nephew Jackson, because Lisa would let us go and have our special time, right? Mom free, auntie time, and we would get silly, and we would allow Jackson to do things that he wasn't supposed to, and eat things he wasn't supposed to, and stay up a lot later than he was supposed to. And we would just generally be silly and have fun. I want to bring this up because Bob had told me that earlier that day, she was happier than he had seen her in a long time. And she was very loving. And she asked for affection, and she told him how much she loved him. And I can confirm that we saw her in that same light, Jackson and I. And she had a peace about her and a contentment and a happiness that I honestly haven't seen. She just seemed so content, so peaceful. And I looked at her and I literally was thinking, she's so beautiful. She was just so happy. I just wanted to share that that was a beautiful thing for us all to know that that was where she was at. I want to leave you with this thought. Annie told me that most of her happiest moments in her life were with Sylvia. I know Annie is far from the only one that would say that. I know because it's true for me and Lisa and Jackson and my mom and for Bob and even my dad. And I know from so many others. I also know it because you couldn't not have a silly, funny, happy, good time around Sylvia. So despite the devastation that we feel by the loss of our big sister, my second mom, our best friend, we are going to work hard to get to a place where we can honor her by giving ourselves and others the happiest moments of their life, by being grateful and by being brave. Because it's up to us to carry on her legacy. I know she is now pain-free, in peace, and is the embodiment of love. I know that she is watching over us and still advocating for us and will continue to guide us, just from a different place than we're used to. And I also want to thank everybody, each and every one of you, for taking the time and the effort to come out, and for those that are watching here in spirit with us on the live stream as well. We appreciate and love all of you. Thank you.
Jennifer, you summed that up beautifully. I didn't find that words were coming to me because it was too much. There's something I did find that I've always given to friends. I've given this poem to friends when they've had a great loss. And it's always spoken to me. And it speaks to me now of where Sylvia is. Because I know Sylvia was a true spirit and child of God. I know that she believed that our mortal selves here would simply fall away and we would be where we're meant to be when that day came. I did not write this, but it speaks to me. It says, "Death is nothing at all. It does not count. I have only slipped away into the next room. Nothing has happened. Everything remains exactly as it was. I am I, and you are you. And the old life that we lived so fondly together is untouched, unchanged. Whatever we were to each other, that we are still. Call me by my old familiar name. Speak of me in the easy way which you always used. Put no difference into your tone. Wear no forced air of solemnity or sorrow. Laugh as we always laughed at the little jokes we enjoyed together. Play, smile, think of me, and pray for me. Let my name be ever the household word that it always was. Let it be spoken without an effort, without the ghost of a shadow upon it. Life means all that it ever meant. It is the same as it ever was. There is absolute and unbroken continuity. What is this death but a negligible accident? Why should I be out of mind because I am out of sight? I am but waiting for you, for an interval, somewhere very near, just around the corner. All is well. Nothing is hurt, nothing is lost. One brief moment, and all will be as it was before. How we shall laugh at the trouble of parting when we meet again.
Love you, Sylvia.
Thank you so much. One of Sylvia's favorite things was listening to Leah play and perform. And so, Leah, I invite you to read your poem and to play a song for us.
Hi, everyone. My name is Angelia Christakos, but you can call me Leah. That's my mom over there. Her name's Kim. She was a really, really close friend of Sylvia. Me and Sylvia were also really close. I had a really special connection with her. I've known her like my whole life, and she was really like the favorite of all my mom's friends. You know, and Jen too. Yeah. So the night when my mom told me, I could barely believe it. I was like, oh my God, Sylvia, really? I was feeling a lot of emotions, and you know, I decided to write this poem because I like writing poetry. So I wrote a poem about Sylvia, basically that she's elsewhere. So it goes like this. You're elsewhere. I don't know where, but I know you're not here anymore. You're somewhere, and I hope it's brighter than where you were before. I hope that there's a heaven, and that's where you are. I hope you're now shining bright among a billion stars. This world was never good enough to house a soul so pure, so you traveled somewhere else, far away from here. But I'll still search for you in everything I do, even though you're elsewhere. And I'll still carry a piece of you. I see you everywhere. Your memory, it follows me. Your light still shines ever bright. In my heart, you'll always be, every day and every night. The joyful sound of your laughter still echoes through the air. It reminds me of a happier time and lifts me up from my despair. Your voice still lingers in my head, and all the words I'd wish I'd said. If you were here, I'd say them now. I hope you're listening somewhere, somehow. I can't believe I'll never see your face again. Is it truly lost forever? We can't do all the things we used to do. We'll never get to share another moment together. Well, at least not in this life. Not in this place and time. But maybe somewhere else. Elsewhere is where you lie. I can only hope you're walking among eternal shores. Gentle waves crashing beneath your feet. That you're happy and healthy once more. Dancing gracefully in the warm breeze. Fields of beautiful flowers surround you. And you have all you have ever dreamed. More than this mortal world could ever give to you, and you're finally truly at peace. And you'll continue to watch over us as you smile down at us with love. And one distant day we'll all join you in that place somewhere up high above, that we'll meet once again, someplace elsewhere. And now I'm going to be singing and playing Hallelujah.
David played and pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king of bows in hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
just incredible. In situations like this, it's hard to find the right words to say. And so whether we lean on the bard Leonard Cohen to give us the words or turn to Holy Scripture, we find ways to express the things that we need to say. For over 4,000 years, the books of the Psalms have given us some of those words. And so in the green books in front of you, on page 590, I'll read to you from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved, and he who watches over you will not fall asleep. Behold, he who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand, so that the sun will not strike you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. It is he who shall keep you safe. The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore. Amen. And in the blue books in front of you, I'll invite you to stand and together we'll sing a hymn, Abide With Me. It is number 24 in your blue hymnals. seated. Our service continues on page 591 of your green books. We continue halfway down the page on 591. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. God of all consolation, in your unending love and mercy, you turned the darkness of death into the dawn of new life. Show compassion to your people in their sorrow. Be our strength and our refuge, to lift us from the darkness of grief into the peace and light of your presence. Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by dying for us, conquered death, and by rising again, restored life. May we then go forward eagerly to meet him, and after our life on earth, be reunited with our brothers and sisters, where every tear will be wiped away. We ask this through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. And as we come to the time of readings, I would invite a member of the family to come forward and read a poem.
I just want to thank Leah for such a wonderful voice and for singing that beautiful song for us today and your piano. Thank you, honey. I'm Chris. This is my sister, Darlene, and we're the aunties. Just a quick thing. I just remember Sylvia as being such a bright light. She had a wondrous, bubbly laugh, right? And she was quite the character when she was that teeny little thing. And you couldn't miss her in a room, no doubt, throughout her life. And we are feeling very treasured that we had her in our life. Very precious. And thank you for coming.
And can I share one thing?
I have a memory of Sylvia that some family members will remember, but most of them are too young. Sylvia and Larry used to come to Mom and Dad's often. And at one point, Mom was babysitting Sylvia. Sylvia had this head of hair, June will remember, that was kind of fine and frizzy, but had curl to it. And we used to call her Dr. Zorba. Do you remember him? Well, when she would run, that doggone thing would go out the back of her head like a little tunnel. And I never could figure out where she was running because Mom couldn't run. She certainly couldn't catch her. But Sylvia would be running through the house and this little bob of hair would be going like this at the back of her head. And I've never forgotten it. It was cute and it was funny. And she'd be giggling and laughing. And Lisa was too little to even, she couldn't run, I don't think, yet. And Jen wasn't even around, so I just want to share that memory because it's the cutest thing in my head, and I hope it sticks in yours. Where are we reading?
We'll now be doing the prayers that you can find in your green book on page 593.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace.
Hear us, Lord. May all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection die to sin and rise to newness of life. And may we with him pass through the grave and gate of death to our joyful resurrection.
Hear us, Lord.
Grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, that your Holy Spirit may lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days.
Hear us, Lord.
Grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind.
Hear us, Lord.
Grant to all who mourn a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrows on you, they may know the consolation of your love.
Hear us, Lord.
Give courage and faith to those who are bereaved, that they may have the strength to meet the days ahead in the comfort of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love.
Hear us.
Grant us grace to entrust Sylvia to your never-failing love, which sustained her in this lifetime. Receive her into the arms of your mercy and remember her according to the favor you bear for your people.
Hear us.
Yes, Lord. We say this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Would the congregation please stand as you're able? I read to you now from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I speak to you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I never had the pleasure of knowing you, but I am deeply honored to be invited to say a few words at this most solemn of occasions. In a funeral, I believe that there are three things that must happen. The first, which was done so beautifully, is to remember the life of the person that we lay to rest. The second, which we're doing now, is to gather around each other, to support each other in our grief, especially the family. And the third thing which I will now do, is to recite the promises that were made to Sylvia by God are now being fulfilled. Sylvia was an amazing person from the stories that I've heard. She had a flair for life and a love of creation, especially her back garden. And somehow, despite all of the health concerns and struggles, still found joy in the beauty of creation. What I would say is God's creation. She found love and connection in the people that meant so much to her and to you. And now we gather in her memory. There are two voices speaking to you today. One is what you see with your eyes, that Sylvia, as amazing as she was, as full of life as she was, is no longer with us. But there's a second voice, smaller than the first, but no less true. And that's that Sylvia continues to go on living in some special way. Scripture tells us that there is a place for each and every one of us. Each and every one, crafted uniquely, not just a generic place to shove people, but a place that for Sylvia is the completion of paradise, her perfect place. That the God that she loved, loved her so much that he's made this place for her. Sylvia would say that it's not just the meat suit that's on the table. And that's so true. Because there's something more to us than just our outward form. If we're being truly honest with ourselves, this death, especially one that comes at such a young age, makes us think about our own mortality. But the promise that Sylvia has, the promise that God loves her and has made a place for her to go on living, not just in some metaphorical sense, not just in our hearts or our minds and our memories, but in a true and spiritual way, is a promise for each and every one of us too. We have a lot of questions for God. Why would he take her from us so soon? Why did she have to suffer through so many health concerns? And while I'd love to give you some empty platitude that would make it all better, I don't have that. All I can say is that God loved Sylvia in the midst of it all, not in spite, but because of it all. And God loves you just the same. Today we do an important thing. We remember with love and affection Sylvia, who we lay to rest. We gather around and support the family in their grief, and we look for support from each other in our grief. But we also hear again the good news that this is not the end, but it's a beginning, a new kind of beginning, one that we won't fully understand until we join with Sylvia, singing with the choirs of angels on the other side of heaven. And so, as Jesus said, do not be afraid. I go to prepare a place for you. Let us, as best as we are able, with the strength that we have, give thanks to God that he has made a place for Sylvia, someone who we love and cherish. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? And in the blue hymn books, today we're going to sing hymn number 355, All Creatures of Our God and King. This is a special hymn. It comes from St. Francis, who found that in all things, all creation, gave thanks to God. And so we'll sing verses 1, 2, and 6, and 7 together. Hymn number 355.
Thank you.
congregation please be seated? And I understand we have another poem that would like to be read.
We little knew that morning God was to call your name. In life we loved you dearly, in death we do the same. It broke our heart to lose you, you did not go alone. For part of us went with you the day God called you home. You left us beautiful memories, your love is still our guide. And though we cannot see you, you are always at our side. Our family chain is broken, and nothing seems the same. But as God calls us one by one, the chain will link again.
I now offer a few prayers. Let us pray. Father of all, we pray to you for those we love, but see no longer. Grant them your peace. Let light perpetual shine upon them. And in your loving wisdom and almighty power, work in them the good purpose of your perfect will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God of grace and glory, we thank you for Sylvia, who was so near and dear to us, and who has now been taken from us. We thank you for the friendship she gave, and for the strength and peace she brought. We thank you for the love offered and received while she was with us on earth. We pray that nothing good in this woman's life will be lost, but will be of benefit to the world, that all that was important to her will be respected by those who follow, and that everything in which she was great will continue to mean much to us now that she is dead. And we ask that she may go on living, and her family and her friends, in their hearts and minds, in their courage and their conscience. And we ask you that we who were close to her may now, because of her death, be even closer to each other, and that we may, in peace and friendship here on earth, always be deeply conscious of your promise to be faithful to us in death. And we pray for ourselves, who are tested by this death, that we do not try to minimize this loss or seek refuge in it in words alone, and also that we do not brood over it so that it overwhelms us and isolates us from others. May God grant us courage and confidence in the new life in Christ. We ask this in the name of the risen Lord. Amen. And on page 594, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And would the congregation please rise? And we sing our last hymn together today, hymn number 352, Amazing Grace. continue now with the commendation. I'd invite you to remain standing and turn in your green books to page 595. And on the top of the page, we say together, give rest, O Christ, to your servant with your saints, where sorrow and pain are no more, neither sighing, but life everlasting. You only are immortal, the creator and maker of all. And we are mortal, formed of the earth, and to the earth shall we return. For so did you ordain when you created me, saying, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. All of us go down to the dust, yet even at the grave we make our song. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give rest, O Christ, to your servant with your saints, where sorrow and pain are no more, neither sighing, but life everlasting. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant Sylvia. Acknowledge, we pray, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a child of your own redeeming. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of all the saints in light. Amen. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Blessed is the Lord, our strength and our salvation. Our service comes to its close, but our service to each other and to this beautiful world that God creates begins renewed and refreshed. Thank you.